Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey, yo. Remix to my place. Remix. I had to do it. So check it out. This is for the band. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready? Exclusive. Yeah. Let's go, E.
Y'all was like, wow, this motherfucker don't came back. Yes, I did. It's back. E-Monster, the DJ, the man of Monster US Radio, the Monstars Radio Network. What's good, y'all? I know I've been gone for a hot little minute. The corona, all the other little stuff had me going. So I done shook all that, and I'm back. So I'm going to play some music right now, give y'all a little bit of time to call in, give some people build up, you know, make sure you share, like, the links. Because we're going to need all the help tonight. You understand me? Tonight, we're going to need all the link, all the help we can get. We're going to talk about some things coming up. I want to hear what y'all got going on during this quarantine. How is it treating y'all? What else? Tell you about what I've been going through through this quarantine. What's all been going on in the news? I mean, y'all seen that new thing with Stacey Dash? After she came out and said all them things about our culture and who we are as a people. And, yeah. We're going to talk about that coming up. Should we forgive her or do we just take her black card and just don't give it back? You understand me? I don't know, but we're going to find out here in a little bit. So hit me up, 563-999-3411. I'm going to get this going. As you know, if you're listening, if you're a longtime listener of the show, this right here is one of my favorite songs. I'm about to play this right quick. If you haven't heard it, I just broke a record. This is Kissy Lee. Close the Door. Produced by Black Elvis. Monster US Radio. Let's get it. DJ E Monster at 1 a.m. on a Saturday. Who ever thought I'd be in the house? You dig? But I'm at work. Fuck with me.
So you got it back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. nobody takes me from you.
DJ E-Monster.
Cause it's looking like you're all I need.
Kitty Lee, coming to you live from Minneapolis and St. Paul. I think I'm getting a little feedback there. Can you hear feedback as I'm talking? Y'all letting me know. You're on my Facebook. I might have to take these Bluetooth headphones off. I think I am. I'm just going to do it. We're not going to wait on it. Still let me know if y'all heard feedback or not. So, all right, like I said, that's Kissy Lee over here, Monstars Radio Network, where you can find new upcoming artists, independent artists, and some people that just don't get no support. When you're looking for hot new music, this is where you come to, and I got it for you. So, all right, y'all, let me find some background music, because it just sounds better when I do it that way. So, all right, like I said, I want to talk about the quarantine, what's going on, what do you got going on. How are you handling this quarantine? Because, you know, a lot of people, and check on your friends, because a lot of people, they're not making it through. Like, the people that deal with depression, anxiety, other things. It's been a stress on people's relationships. It's been stress on people's emotions. And, you know, the best way to handle things like this is to talk about it. Release the stress. Get it off your chest so you don't do 30 days. You understand me? So call me up. You want to chime in. Let's see, what's our number now? 563-999-3411. And press 1 if you want to go live, or you can just listen in private. All right, I'm getting that background music going over here. Let me see, I think I don't pass it off. So, all right, here's something. I'm going to jump right into it. This is something that I seen on one of my friends on Facebook on their page. I know they're right now going, oh, my God, he's about to bring up my topic. Yes, I'm about to bring up the topic. It's a young lady, and she's talking about how she's seeing a flux in guys putting on social media that we are no longer chasing women. Some of them are saying they want women to chase them. There's all kinds of stipulations behind it. Ladies, how do you feel about this scenario of guys saying that they're not chasing women no more? They want women to chase them. I will read some of the comments off of her page here in just a little bit. I know that they're listening. I'm trying to see if maybe they'll call in. They're probably going to send me a message like, I'm not calling in. The radio thing, that's you. I'm just going to fall back in the background. But you can also leave your comments on my Facebook page, and I'll read them right here on the air. So I, like I said, that's one of the things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about, how are you handling this whole pandemic? Because, you know, a lot of people are catching cabin fever. Some people are finally being able to go out, and they go out, and what happens? Somebody tear the club up. You know, how are you holding up in this whole scenario with everything going on? That's what we want to talk about on our Welcome Back show, because we haven't been on in about 60 to 90 days. And I'm back now. I done got my little mojo, done got my little feel, and I'm back. So, all right, while that drops down, let me see if I can go find some other things for us to talk about over here. Let me see if I can find some more new music for you guys, seeing that it's been so long. Matter of fact, here's a guy I want to expose. It's a mellow track. He goes by the name of Cam Corvet, C-O-R-V-E-T. I thought it was Corvette, too, but no, it's not. It's Cam Corvet. And this is a nice track that he got. Let me find it here. Let me get it going. Don't forget the call number is 563-999-3411. As we listen to this Cam Corvée, I got it up over here right now. Let's say, this is his song called Give It A Try. This right here is his drop he sent me. Let's check it out.
This is Cam Corvée, and you're listening to my new single, Give It A Try, on Monster US Radio.
Monstars Radio, where the underground artists are above ground and they make you quake.
I like to just go with the flow of things. I've been on a discipline when people talk about love or what it means. But for some reason, the way you talk about it now sound good, like real good.
K-A-M-C-O-R-V-E-T, not Corvette, Corvée. DJ E Monster on the Monstars Radio Network, where the underground artists are above ground and they're making quakes. So let's see, what other topics we got? Okay, we got the one talking about the guys saying that we're not chasing women no more. Let's see, we got Stacey Dash. Let's see, what else do I got over here that we can drama up about? One thing I do want to talk about, like, even during this quarantine, apparently it turns some people, I think they already were, but it turns some people racist. What do I mean by that is, have you been watching the news? Apparently, they don't say the young Asians, but they talk about older Asian men and women are being attacked right now because of the whole pandemic. They're trying to blame it on China. So on and so forth. So that's another thing we can talk about. You know, I'm just going to tap on that just a little bit right quick. I think this is the time when, you know, I've been seeing a lot of stuff on the news talking about, you know, a lot of people, Asian people have been attacked because of the COVID, and they're blaming, they're saying, oh, China started it, so they're taking it out on Asian Americans or Chinese, what they believe to be Chinese Americans. Some of them are Korean. You get what I'm saying, but they're taking it out on Chinese Americans. And yeah, and it's becoming a epidemic all by itself. Me personally, on this situation, I think this is one of those scenarios. Okay, let's put it like this. If we really want racism to stop, first thing we got to start doing is stop being racial in the fight, as weird as it may sound. This is what I mean. Right now, with these Asians, or I say Asian, but Chinese, whatever, these people are going through a hard time right now. Same thing that we went through with black folk. Now is when we need to have Black Lives Matter, the Panthers, all these other. This is when we need to step up and get involved and help them. Why? Because at the end of the day, we have to have in faith that if we help you now, you'll help us on our fight and our struggle. And if you really want change, that's how it's going to have to happen. Same with the LGBT community. I hope I said that right. Same thing. Needs to get involved. If we're going to fight it, we need to fight it across the board. Every time we see it, everyone has to show up. So when they attack a Chinese American, it doesn't matter. Natives should show up. Blacks should show up. Puerto Ricans should show up. Everybody should show up and join the fight, because it has to be fought across the board. Where they're winning is when the LGBT has to fight for their own with no help. The black community has to fight for its own with no help. You get what I'm saying? But if we all come together as a five-unit source, it's easier to box out that hate than it is to fight it one-on-one. I hope y'all understand what I'm saying. How do you feel about it? Hit me up, 563-999-3411. I could be wrong. You can call in and tell me. I'm going to hang up on you, but you can still call in and tell me how you feel about my comment. So, you know, but that's just how I feel. I mean, that's how I felt about it, you know, about it even for the longest. I always said when we are being attacked, the LGBT community should join in. The Native American community should join in, and it goes vice versa. When the Native Americans was out there talking about that pipeline, where was everybody else? All them other social justice things, communities, they should have jumped in there. They should have came out and been like, look, we're not going for this pipeline thing. We're going to support our Native American brothers, and that's their fight. That's our fight. It's more of a force than just the Natives, because if you notice, they didn't even do – they did coverage on it, but they didn't do heavy coverage on it. They did more coverage on them people in them couple hours running up on the state capitol, trying to take over the capitol, than they did in the months that the Native Americans was out there trying to stop that pipeline. Got some of y'all thinking right now, huh? Again, 563-999-3411. You got to press 1 to go live, though. All right? So let me see. What else? Do I got some more new music for y'all? I'm trying to break these up. This is my first time back in a little bit. I don't want to just rant. So, you know, I'm trying to throw some more new music out here for y'all to listen to. Let me see. I don't got no new music, but I like this song right here. So it is what it is. This is called Boot Up. On a Saturday night, are you boot up during quarantine? Quarantined up? I'm just saying, Netflix and chill, Blog Talk Radio, at its finest. Noticing you really like me, can't control my anxiety, feeling like I'm touching the ceiling, when I'm with you I can't breathe, boy you do something to me. Get me high like you do, yeah. Ooh, don't ever get over you. Sing that, it'll make you feel better. Boot up, Ellie Mae. Some of y'all boot up because of quarantine. I'm just saying, y'all gonna need some diapers here pretty soon. But I bring it back. Like I said, we over here talking. What, 1:30? It's almost 1:30 in the morning, Central Standard Time. Big shout out to everybody that's listening right now. First day back. I know I just pulled it out of the air. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go on air right now. Nobody knew I was coming on, none of my co-hosts, no nothing, and I'm here. All right. It is what it is. So, all right. So, like I said, got a couple of topics that we're going to talk about over here. I guess I'll go ahead and break this one down. The one about men saying that we don't really want to be, we don't really want to chase women no more. It is. We don't want to chase women no more. I think some women are taking this the wrong way when we say we don't want to chase y'all no more. Basically, I think, and this is just my opinion. Any other guy, you can call in and give us, if you posted it, how you feel about it. If you didn't, if you think we whack, hit me up, 563-999-3411. I'll probably hang up on you, but you can still call anyway. Press 1 to go live. So men are saying, you know, we really don't want to chase y'all no more. Because let's keep it 100. Some men, at the end of the day, if I'm chasing you and there's four other guys chasing you and one of them other four win, I'm in my feelings. I don't spend all this time and effort trying to impress you. And it just didn't work. My game wasn't strong enough. Look, I'm breaking myself down here. So basically what it comes down to is this. In today's age, everybody wants to be met halfway. Yeah, I could sit over here, look at you from across the room, spit my game and all that other stuff. But I don't want to have to talk you into, or feel like I had to talk you into being with me or liking me or something like that. You know what I mean? We want to be met halfway, which should happen anyway. I mean, if you look at a woman and she ain't looking at you, you might want to save your game. But if you're looking at her and she give you that look and then look away but look back again, that's a sign. Ladies, it's little simple things like that that let us know you're interested. That's what we want to know. Are you interested? Make me feel special, like how I make you feel special. You dig? Because we go through a lot. Think about it. We go through a lot. We're talking about we don't want to chase you. We're not talking about we don't want to pay for dinner. We don't want to be romantic. You know, not do the manly stuff. We still want to do that, but we just want to be met halfway. You know, it's hard to explain without somebody here to indulge in a conversation. 563-999-3411. Let's see, how do I break this down? But that's basically it. When it comes down to it, we just basically, you know, we want to be met halfway. You know, sometimes we want to be desired, we want to be chased. But I'll be honest with you, that has its consequences. Guys say that. Yeah, I want you to come on to me. Yeah, you say that. And then you get in your feelings later on, talking about, oh, you hollered at me. Ain't no telling who else you got to holler at. I'm just saying. But I'm going to quit saying and let y'all call up 563-999-3411. Let me see if I can find some more new music for y'all. Oh, I had one. Let me see. It's by that Cam Corvée one. There's another guy over here in the K-Marks. I said K-Marks, not K-Mark. Cheap music. Let me see if I can find it. So, all right, yeah. Don't forget, share the links right here. Give me something to talk about. Hit me up on social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Everything's E-Monster, E-M-O-N-S-T-A. Because if you put in E-Monster, you're going to find a whole nother dude you're not looking for. Check it out. This is Grace. It's called Clap Your Hands. Monsters Radio. Online radio with the war. Another time I got to stand out just to stand in line. I got the questions on my mind. Things I can't explain. Like why I feel like going dancing every time it rains. And why is there the pain? And why I need ID when you know it's me. Why you make me pay a 10 to 1 with tips and it's free. We get so caught up in life we lose the simplicity. We make heaven hell.
Complicated, just be happy that you made it. Clap your hands.
Clap your hands, y'all. People clap now. Clap your hands, y'all. People clap your hands. Clap your hands, y'all. People clap now. Clap your hands, y'all. People clap your hands. The world ain't gonna fall, so break your fence. Cause you gotta let it go if you wanna dance. Clap your hands, y'all. People clap now. Clap your hands, y'all.
You ever wonder when you got somebody? They don't want you when you're lonely, you can't find nobody. It's just a question, I'm not tripping, cause I can't afford it. Complicated, just be happy that you made it. Clap your hands.
Clap your hands, y'all. People clap now. Clap your hands, y'all. People clap your hands. Clap your hands, y'all. People clap now. Clap your hands, y'all. People clap your hands. The world ain't gonna fall, so break your fence. Cause you gotta let it go if you wanna dance. Clap your hands, y'all. People clap now. Clap your hands, y'all.
All that we are is we humans. We're floppy, so losers and scars till we come out on top. So we take our chances, we need second chances, so we never stop.
What is the common clip? So we find a common, the song we hit.
Futures uncertain, take it day by day.
Don't you overcomplicate it, just be happy that you made it. Clap your hands.
So I'm back. I got a comment here about the guys. The lady says that she would never holler at a guy. She likes the old school ways, and she's not changing for nobody. That's all good. You know what I mean? Stand on that. If that's what you believe, stand on that. But some ladies out there, you know, that will work for you, and some that won't work for you. Like I always told my daughters, don't be that. Don't be that lady. I'm not saying that what you're doing is wrong. I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong. That works for you. That's you. You know what I mean? But what works for you don't work for everybody. It's like your shoe size. You think if you wear 8, everybody don't wear 8. Somebody else try to put their foot in your shoe, it's not going to fit because that's not for them. That's your thing. Get it? But I always tell women, don't try to be too old school. As in, like, no, and I don't even know the level of what she means when she says old school. But when I say when I think of old school, I'm thinking of stay at home with the kids. You ain't got no job. You just do what he tell you to do. You understand what I'm saying? And I even seen something where a lady had put where are the men at that take care of everything for the lady where she ain't got to do nothing. Do they still exist? They do. But they're usually a woman beater. I could be wrong. That could be defamation of character. I don't know. I could be wrong. You know the number to hit me up, 563-999-3411. But that's usually how it went. If a dude had you stay at home just to watch his kids, you ain't got no job, you can't have no friends, all that extra, he usually was cheating on you. Is that what you want? To just sit at home and let him do whatever? And it was easy. I wouldn't be like, oh, well, why would he do it? It's easy. I mean, if you ain't bringing nothing to the table, there's no threat of you leaving other than you just left. I can find another babysitter. I'm just saying. So sometimes them old school ways are cool, but sometimes them old school ways ain't. Think about your grandma and the shit she went through. Think about your mama and the shit she went through trying to be old school, staying at home, da-da-da-da-da. You know, all the women in my family, they always, no matter if they had a husband and he worked, had a good job, whatever, it didn't matter. She still had her own shit. No matter what. That's how the women are raised in my family. Always have your own. He can have his own and you can have your own. Together, y'all will own some shit. But it can't be where it's all his and he has to give you, break you off something for you to have something. Because also at the end of the day, when y'all separate, what do you have? You dig? So always make sure you're good. But I mean, if that works for her, then that works for her. Old school works for you. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Because a lot of dudes today are in old school relationships, but they the female. Oops. Yeah, I said it. Y'all being taken care of, kickback, da 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 da. But you know, that's not me. I'm not the one to gossip. Let's see here. I'm just trying to come up with things to talk about here. Well, I see here at 1 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday night when people used to be out kicking it, but now people are at home. Again, you can join me in the conversation, 563-999-3411. I really could use your ass right now. I'm just saying. So, all right, let's see. Get some more music over here. Let's see. What is this? What else do I got to play? I got something else I can play. Well, this right here, it's not nothing new. It's not nothing new. But it's a jam. I like it. It is what it is. Don't forget, hit me up, 563-999-3411. I'm coming to you live from Minneapolis, Minnesota at 1:38 in the morning on a Saturday night. What you doing? Help your boy out. I'm just saying. Like and share the link, though.
Please. I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't want to die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. Don't tell the story, shit was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, like, yeah. I finesse down Western Road, like, yeah. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait, yeah. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait, yeah. I make sure that Northside E. And still bad thing, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and wish and wish and wish and they wish on me. Yeah. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me, turn the 02 into the 03, dog. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, hey, no. Someone watching this shit close, yup, yeah, close. I've been me since Scarlet Road, hey, road, hey. Might go down as G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, hey, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still.
Yeah, Monstars Radio, live, Saturday night. It's almost over already. Wow, that went pretty damn quick. If you're in your bed sleep, I hope somebody farts and gives you a Dutch oven. I'm just saying, poop poop. So, all right, let's see, let's go over here. We're going to talk about this. Let's see, I talked about a couple of things. Let's talk about Stacey Dash right quick. And I just want to say, before we go in on Stacey Dash, oh, I used to want to go so in on Stacey Dash. Like, she used to be, like, that ultimate beauty woman. And I think that's why people took everything that she said so harsh or so to heart. Because, you know, she was like one of those, she was like, you know, the pride of the culture. You know, she was very beautiful, talented. Had it going on, and then, you know, if you didn't know, she came out and she was talking about, you know, the things that, you know, we should be doing as a culture, black people as a culture, and it wasn't very positive. She basically came out and slammed us all, black men, so on and so forth, and it just didn't go well for her. And now she's coming out, you know, she's apologizing. I mean, how you feel about it? How you feel about it? I've seen a lot of people talking about take her black card, she can't come back, so on and so forth. I mean, how you feel about it? Even if you're not talking to me, say it to yourself. How do you feel about it? About, you know, when somebody comes out and says something bad about any culture, do you forgive them? Because, like, one of the things they were talking about, they're saying black people are so forgiving of people, of everyone except black people. Hulk Hogan came out, said a lot of bad things. Are you a Hulk Hogan fan? Denny's came out and was proved that they put us in the back of the damn restaurant. Do you still shop at Denny's? If you do, why are we so hard on Stacey? Me, I see it like this. Yeah, a lot of people, they fuck up. Some people, they fuck up. They fuck up bad. You can get in your feelings. You know how it is. Sometimes you knew somebody who was broke. Now they don't got a little bit of money and they're acting a motherfucking fool. A motherfucking fool. That's how it is sometimes. Sometimes people get in certain situations or they get in an elevation in the thin air. It's funny as it sounds, clouds their mind. They start thinking funny, thinking that, you know what I mean? Their way is the only way. And they go down the road that sometimes people don't let them come back from. On that note, do you forgive her? Do we forgive her? Me, personally, I'm saying I'll forgive you when you show me, when you can replicate that energy that you used to destroy us, your brothers and sisters, that same energy you took to destroy us, I want to see you take that energy and put it back in and build us. Show me that. You understand me? Show me that. Don't just come out talking about, I'm sorry, I was an angry black woman. No, you was just angry Stacey. That's who you was. You was just angry Stacey. And it's almost like the scenario of, you know, sometimes, you know, people take, I'm not going to say the wrong side, but they take sides with people who aren't really, really in their corner or not really for their best interest. You dig? Like, here's an example. Kanye West came out talking all these great things about Trump, but when push come to shove, you think Trump got love for Kanye? You understand me? So you sit over there, they sit over there, they do all this extra, and then when push come to shove, now that them people kicked you out the door, and that's what people are saying. Okay, you was on the good side. You were sitting on I'm trying to say this politically correct. It's probably not going to come out right. But you were sitting on the plantation porch doing all that preaching, you was good. You understand me? Now that he don't kick your ass off the porch, put you back in the barn, you realize where your real position is. Now you want to be like, I'm back, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have did that. You get what I'm saying? And that's where the drama begins. That's where the problem happens. And that's where everybody's got a problem with Stacey right now. It's the fact that, okay, now they don't kick you out the corner, now you want to come back and apologize. So, you know me, I can forgive and forget. I usually can forgive, but I never forget. But, you know, on that scenario, that's what I think. I think she's just got to come back and use that same energy that she went to slam us all. She needs to use that energy and try to build us all back up. So, I mean, how you feel about it? Hit me up on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. Everything's DJ E-Monsta, E-M-O-N-S-T-A. Because you put in an S-T-E-R, you are not going to find the dude you're looking for. So let's see. All right. Let's see. I got more music for you guys coming up here. I don't know what I'm going to play, but I do got some more music for you guys up over here. My birthday's coming up here in the next couple weeks. I'm just saying. I didn't say buy me nothing. I didn't say you had to do anything. I just said my birthday coming up. Impress me. Check it out. This guy right here, he did a interview right here on Monster US Radio on a Tuesday night, upcoming artist. He goes by the name of Dima Cash. Let me see, which song should I play? Actually, he's from here, from the Twin Cities as well. Dima Cash, let me see, what's this one? Can't Slow Down. We're going to go with that one. I-O, featuring K. Allen, Monster US Radio, where the underground artists are above ground. And then making quakes my first day back.
Yeah.
It's a little rough, but I'm getting through it. Get it? Dima Cash featuring K. Allen.
East Coast girls, put your hands up. West Coast girls, gonna show some.
Mess that up.
Yeah. K. Allen, let's go.
East Coast girls, put your hands up. West Coast girls gon' show some. Down South girls, put your cups up. Midwest girls, show me more love. That girl got it, yeah, she got it like, got it like. She back it up, then she drop it like. She so bad that you want it like. I wanna show her what it really like, really like. I just wanna talk, how far can I take it? Half the bar clothes on the table, butt naked, everything shaky. Tokyo to LA, she got them ass quakes, flip a cup and I'm like, okay. How the hell I find you? Body like a model. Coach you be a sponsor, cause you looking like they bottle. So hold that, swallow, click this, follow. I'm trying to be your future, hello to tomorrow. I know that she into me, I feel the energy. Her booty thick, her looks the right, I want her next to me. How the hell you even getting your jeans? I wanna be the one to get right between. Yeah, I'ma get it, I promise I'ma get it. Leaving out the club with a smile and a ditch. I love these women, you gotta love these women. We gon' get it, I'm enjoying every minute like. That girl got it, yeah, she got it like. She back it up, then she drop it like. She so bad that she want it like. I wanna show her what it really like, really like. Hey yo, I'ma show you how it really go. I start a combo when she tell me what I wanna know. So easy, this game's so easy. Good mind on the dime, fine wine, and she free. Hello, 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 can I get a demo? The digits and the name and the date in the memo. Uh-huh. Booty so fat and it's going to the tempo. Up, down, yeah, she ready, girl, let go.
Let's go.
Oh yeah, now we riding out the bar. Champagne in the car while we eating caviar. She screaming my name, Dima Cash is who I are. She tell me I'm a star and my skills above par. She back it up and drop it, yeah, she back it up and drop it. Put the coochie in the coffin, beat it up and I ain't stopping. Yeah. She back it up and drop it, yeah, she back it up and drop it. Put the coochie in the coffin, beat it up and I ain't stopping like.
Hey, That girl got it, yeah, she got it like, got it like. She back it up, then she drop it like, drop it like. She so bad that she want it like, want it like. I wanna show her what it really like, really like.
Ah, yeah, looks like we got a couple of third shifters out here. I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to play something a little sexy. This is what usually I play on a wet, wet Wednesday. This is Devon Terrell. It's called You Different. People are listening from New York to Atlanta to Cali. It's the Welcome Back Show. Monster US Radio, DJ E Monster, also available for parties and events. You don't want to book me, believe me.
I'm your type, no way. You just made my day. Sliding in my DM, I've been stalking on your page. I would never show you my excitement to have you, but goddamn, I can't front. I'm feeling like I got it. Baby, we can run through the city. Top down, smoke blunts in the wind. Baby girl, everything free. Make sure that you bring your ID. Drinks on me. Whoa. Fuck it up, I just wanna show you a good time. Just up to my niggas cause you're so fine. Thinking ahead, I know. I ain't got your number, no. I ain't got your name, no. All I got is links, I got me paid. Some shit like every day. My whole squad know ya. I put you in the chat to go crazy. They probably follow you, but they know that I'm crazy. You belong to me, you don't know that. Baby girl, I promise I can show that. I just want you so bad. Not afraid to say it cause I got a feeling you got everything I need. I can tell just by your feet that you're not like these other girls. Cause you different, you different. I noticed, yeah. Cause you different. I noticed. I want something different, yeah. I think that you, yeah. I with the old and bringing the new. Girl, you different, you different, you different, you different. I want you like right now, I'm hella hype now. Started in my DM, now we meet it face to face. Your homegirl said don't fuck it up. I know better, I don't want no smoke with your friends. I just wanna focus on getting you to my grave. I'm thinking ahead, I know. I ain't got your number, no. I don't got your name, no. All I got is things like copy paste. Some shit's like every day. My whole squad know ya. I put you in the chat to go crazy. They probably follow you, but they know that I'm crazy. You belong to me, but you don't know that. Baby girl, I promise I can show that. I just want you so bad. Not afraid to say it, cause I got a feeling you got everything I need. I can tell just by your feet that you're not like these other girls. Cause you different, you different. I noticed, yeah. You different. I noticed. I want something different, yeah. I think that you, yeah. I with the old and bringing the new. Oh, girl, you different. I've been in so many places. I'm tired of guessing. I don't learn my lesson, but you got something different, shawty. You know what I'm saying? Don't know how you feel about it. We can talk about it, cause I want something different, yeah. I think that you, yeah. I with the old and bringing the new. Oh, girl, you different. You different. You different. You different.
Devon Terrell. You different. DEVVONTERRELL. Terrell. Devon Terrell. You different. Monsters Radio, where the underground artists are above ground and they're making quakes. You can always find upcoming artists 24/7, 365 right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also check, go back and check our archive shows 24/7, 365, where we interviewed such great artists like The Game. We interviewed, let's see, the real Frank Lucas. Let's see, the real Freeway, Ricky Ross. Let's see, who else can I say that we did? Let's see, we had a couple big time producers, L.A. Reid. Who else? Quite a good variety of interviews back there. A lot of upcoming artists. Remember, people, there's no feeling like following an artist when he comes up, almost like how, you know, your husband watches sports players. You know, like they'll watch a guy come up from college, his first season with whatever NBA team he go to, whatever. It's also great, awesome to follow artists like this. I like finding the fresh new artists. Like I remember finding the baby before he became popular. Let's see who else before they became popular. Osiris, him. I found him before he blew up. Let's see, Ace Boogie with the hoodie. Found him before. It's no feeling like finding artists before they actually blow up. And this is a spot where you can find it. We also have a 24-hour radio stream. Unfortunately, right now, our monstarsradio.com has went down, but you can also find that link on our Monstars Radio page on Facebook. Go to the link for the radio, and it'll take you right to our 24-hour stream. Let's see, I'm trying to remember the link of where, because it's on Live 365, and it used to be posted on our .com. But our .com is down at the moment, so I got to find another way for you guys to get over there. So let's see here. See, I got only 4 minutes to talk to y'all. 4 minutes? Wow, that's not very big. So, all right, let's see. Tomorrow's Sunday. I don't know. We might end up coming up with a Sunday show. You got something you got going on, or you got a business that you want to get exposed, you can do it right here on Monstars Radio Network. Just hit me up at monsterusradio@gmail.com, and we can talk about it. So, all right, let's see. I'm trying to find some background music here, but I don't think I'm going to be able to find it in this little bit of time that I got going on here. So, all right, let's see here. Now, I do want to – the thing I talked about with the listener that said about they were old school, I don't know. I could have went down the wrong road on that one. Maybe they didn't mean, like, old school as in, like, that in a relationship. I think they might have meant, now that I look back, they might have meant, like, you know, that she was old school as in, like, old school, like, ways in women. Like, today, women today do not act like women acted in the 30s. Some of y'all shaking your head like, hell yeah, you right on that one. Maybe that's what they meant. They meant, like, you know, what was it? Keep your legs closed and your purse open, some shit. That's business, women. But y'all get what I'm saying. I think maybe that's what she meant. She's a little more old school, a little more I'm not finna go out and have my tatas just sitting out, or, you know, those type of things. I think maybe that's what she meant by saying she's old school. But definitely, people, we talk about these things all week long. We can talk about it again, come up next week. Just hit me up. We usually have Monstrous Mondays, Takeover Tuesdays, Wet Wednesday, Karma Cafe on Thursdays. On Fridays, usually Friday Night Live. We just get you ready for the weekend. Okay. Ooh, 90 seconds. All right. So on that note, check us out next week. Don't forget, you can follow me on any social media. Just Google me, E-M-O-N-S-T-A. You can find my music. You can find more podcasts. You can find magazines that I'm in, all kinds of things. Just look me up, E-Monster, and you'll find me. Don't forget to look up Jazzy B as well, JazzyB3000 on Twitter, and I believe other social media. So, all right, y'all, I hope you enjoy your night. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to play one of my songs on the way up out of here. They call it Paying Bills. We just going to do my thing. Get it. So, let me see. What should I play? I'm going to play this one right here. This one's for the ladies.
Always understood. I stopped it. What benefited? It's so good. listen up, homie, I'ma drop the scene. I'ma tell you about the fly chick that's on my team. Yeah, dawg, she was thick but lean. She make me wanna stop playing with y'all and coach your team. Now she's that scene when it came to dreams. And we gon' just live kicked up, you best believe. Now she's that fly chick that's on my sleeve. So she gon' just tap through life like Ben Vereen. Now she was 5'6" with some devilish hips. The one you seen in the whip when I'm mobbing dip. Yeah, y'all said this girl's a gift. And when it came to flexing the whip, she take it like it's a trip. Now don't slip, things get spilled like this when you're messing with the E-Monster's baddest chick. Yeah, that's my chick, play her every stretch. And if I catch you in your whip, homie, I'm busting it. Holla.
Always understood. I stopped it. But in a fit, it is so good.
Yes. When we going out, it's like we going in. And when we going in, oh, we really going in. And she don't keep none of them disrespectful friends. She's quick to tell them girls, hit the turnpike and bend. There ain't no odds and ends, nor is there pots and pans. We going out every night, I cover like I'm the man. She understands when a real king has a plan. Can't have love in your kingdom without your queen's hand. She makes the mood all good for me. House good, smelling good from the big plate of food for me. I can't lie, that's why she'll stay my ride or die. She'll chase them bounties off for bringing around them Clydes. She stays by my side, scraping from side to side. Got me walking with a stride, feeling bona fide. Yeah, I got friends in and out of town, but as long as she's around, I shut the rest down.